Humans have always wanted to be part of something bigger, a group or a tribe or a team. This need to fit in, it's instinctive, and it's encoded in our culture.
We're a nation of club joiners. That's part of our American heritage.
But membership, it can have a price. You might have to go through an initiation, a rite of passage. You might even get hazed.
The thought was, other people have gone through this. This is what the expectations are, and we just have to deal with it.
Hazing has been a part of American life for hundreds of years. Today, it's happening in high schools, especially within sports programs, more often than you might think.
And it's not just football. It's women's lacrosse, it's gymnastics, it's hockey. It's all organized sports.
For many, it's just a part of growing up.
If I was back in the exact same situation today, I'd probably do it all over again.
And it does often start innocently enough. Maybe you took part in some kind of hazing when you were younger. But sometimes, it can go way too far.
First, you're in these ridiculous costumes, and then you get your phone taken away, and you can't contact anyone, and then you're blindfolded, and then it just keeps going on and on and on and on.
The incoming dance team members were subjected to degrading name-calling and requests for sexual favors.
It was like, this is never going to end.
When people say hazed, I like to say beating. I took a beating.
Teammates threw Kim to the ground, stomped on him, and punched him repeatedly.
So why do we keep doing it? Do the benefits outweigh the risks? And how do lives change when things go wrong?
And what do you tell a child, man, when they did everything right, grades, did everything you asked them, and they ask you why? What you supposed to say?
We're in a moment in America where what's okay and what isn't, in relationships, at work, in our schools, is being re-examined and redefined. It's time to bring hazing into that conversation. So I'm going to take a closer look inside high school locker rooms and try to understand what's going on and what it says about us.
Hazing is just a grain of sand on a beach of violence in America.
From Religion of Sports and PRX, my name is Iggy Mondo, and this is Roughhousing, dropping February 23rd, wherever you get your podcasts.
From PRX.